12 minutes after 2 o'clock, and you're listening to K-Hum. It's Radio Without the Rules. This morning when I checked the Lost Coast Outpost, there was a disturbing headline, which was violent crime near St. Bernard's, and there weren't a whole lot of details released by the police, but just that something had happened near the rectory at St. Bernard's, and they weren't giving out too many details prior to a 2 p.m. Press conference, which has just concluded, and the Lost Coast Outpost Hank Sims was at the press conference, so we have him here on the telephone. Hi, Hank.
Hi, Larry.
Thanks for taking some time out of your New Year's to talk to us. So what did they say at the press conference?
Well, Police Chief Andy Mills confirmed that they are, in fact, conducting a murder investigation that took place in the rectory at St. Bernard's Parish. Now, I talked to a couple of parishioners. They told me that they had been gathered at 9 a.m. for Mass. It's a holy day, so they celebrate Mass early. And that the father, the priest, Father Eric Fried, did not come into Mass, did not make it. A deacon went over to the rectory, came back, running back, and said that something terrible has happened. They said a rosary for him. The police and ambulance showed up, and they've been here ever since.
Did they release any other details about what had happened? I mean, who the victim was?
Well, it was odd. Mayor Frank Yeager was there at the press conference as well, standing beside Police Chief Andy Mills. The police chief, Chief Mills, declined to name the victim. But when Mayor Frank Yeager got up and talked, he was visibly shaken, in tears, said, well, we all know it was Father Fried, Father Eric. And there's about 100, maybe a few more parishioners, mourners gathered around. They're very somber atmosphere in front of the church.
Wow, yeah, I'm sure. And I would imagine, and let me know if I have this wrong, but I would imagine they didn't give out too many details of the crime. Did they say when it had happened or what any of the details were?
They said that the crime was reported to them at around 9 a.m. in the morning, which, of course, squares with what I talked to the parishioners about. He said sometime between, the night before when he was last seen at an evening Mass, or the previous, last night, and this morning. And Police Chief Andy Mills declined. He said he did not want to talk about the crime scene, about any sort of, about the suspects that they might have at the moment. So he declined to answer most questions. But he did say that that it's something they do believe that citizens of Eureka do not have to be on the lookout, that it was a specific thing. It's not they're not suspecting it's a serial killer or anything. It's a very specific crime, they believe.
Okay, so they gave no information at all as to whether or not they had a suspect or if anyone was in custody or anything like that.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Hank, thank you again for taking some time to talk to us. Obviously, this is a terrible thing, and you'll be updating at LostCoastOutpost.com as details come in.
Yes, Larry, and I'd only add that the block of H Street between 6th and 7th has been closed for the time being. They're diverting traffic around as people gather out in front to mourn.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. We'll talk to you later. There's details, what we know so far, and posted right now at LostCoastOutpost.com, and as more information comes in, it'll be posted there as well.